W1JE, W4DJW, not mobile. I'm shooting fish in a barrel. What are you doing?
Barrel? How's that? I'm on my way home. Just jumped in the truck.
I'm doing some FT8 on 15 meters. All of the bands work. All the bands work as much as you want to work them right now. But 15 meters, making contacts all over the world, as long as you can stand it, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's just way too easy.
Yeah, did you hear about the radio interruption in, did they say South Africa? The CME, I guess, happened. And a radio blackout in South Africa.
Solar mass ejection? Is that what you're talking about? That hit South Africa and not the rest of the world?
That happened. In fact, they said a part of the sun broke off. But anyway, I thought it was a CME, but it's some sort of solar storm heading towards the Earth, and it created South Africa issue. And there might have been somebody jumping in. WNJE.
I didn't hear anybody else, but I gave a little break there just in case anybody else wants to jump in. Yeah, I have not heard about that. I didn't know. Where did you hear it?
MSN.com.
Okay, well, that's the first I heard about it. Well, what else you been up to?
Not a whole lot. I have to admit, though, doing my gun shows, I'm doing okay there. What I'm surprised is my 3D printing. I'm printing up 3D dragons and 3D eggs, any size eggs, like a regular AA size egg that you buy in the store, all the way up to about 200% more, anywhere from $2 to $20 an egg. And I'm selling out every time. And this last show, I sold 3 dragons and 10 eggs. Not a problem.
What do we mean by eggs and dragons? Are you talking about stuff like that show that came out that had 3 dragons that belonged to some woman who was a witch or something? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about? You still there?
Heck, I'm pushing the wrong button. Did you copy any of that?
I copied the part about eggs and $22, $2 to $22 and selling out as quick as you make them and something about a dragon. But I didn't quite understand all of it.
Transmission, actually changed channels. Never mind, don't worry about it. Yeah, I have a 3D printer and there's a TV show on that's really popular called Game of Thrones. And I printed up some eggs and decided to try them. See if they'd sell. And they sell like crazy at a gun show.
Oh, and I suppose they look similar to the eggs of the 3 dragons before they hatched.
And my phone just rang. I'll be right back. W1JE.
W4DJW, standing by. Hey, David. That transformer hum is still on there. It's about as strong as you are, if not a little bit stronger than you are. I can understand you, but it's potent. It's in there.
Been working on it today, and that's exactly what I was calling you with to see if it was still there. I don't know. Maybe this little power supply has gone bad on me. One thing I know. Anyway, thanks for letting me know. I'll be a little later.
Well, you might try activating one of those batteries and connect it to that battery. I bet you it'd be gone.
Good idea. I might just do that. KF4NXY.
All right. Good luck, David. I know this can be difficult to run down. W4DJW, clear and standing by.
W1JE. Yeah, I'm back to the radio again.
I hope it wasn't anything... anything bad. Anyway, so you're selling eggs. Little egg, from little size eggs to big size eggs. You sell them to the dragons too?
The dragons actually stand up by themselves. I make the wings removable so they can transport easier because they're not exactly, well, they're not fragile. You can pick up, handle, and touch them, but it's just easier to transport them with the wings off. But yeah, the eggs, anywhere from $2 on the ones that you'd buy in the size of the store. And then we go up to 200% in size. And if it prints clean and it prints really good, I get $20 an egg out of that. And I've sold three of those.
How long do they take to print? And what's the material that goes into it? What's that cost?
Are you sitting down? 22 hours. The material, I've worked with two kinds. It's a plastic. One's called PLA. It's like a polypropylene, you know, it's one of them long words. But it's called PLA, and it is biodegradable, or you can compost it, so that's a good thing. And the other one is called PTPE, Papa Echo Tango Gulf, is another material that has more of a translucent, gives it that kind of a crystal look, or you can shine a flashlight through it.
Okay, well, that business model, that business model is not working for me. You get $22 for it, and it takes you 24 hours to make it or more. You're making less than a buck an hour, and that's prior to your costs of materials and the wear and tear on your machine and the setup time that you got into it. And I'm just not liking that business model at all.
Printers, does that help the situation? It's called a print farm.
Oh, well, now that does improve it. That's economies of scale starts to step in when you do that, right? Okay, so maybe. It just depends, but still, 10 hours to print them?
22 hours. The quality is what it is. I can actually get it down to 15, but the quality is not that good. And I do print some that are a basic white color that you can paint on your own if you want. As far as a business model to be able to do stuff like that, to make it profitable, you have to have a print farm. Yeah, I remember the first time I printed something up, and I went, wow. I was shocked. I was thinking, it'll be built in a few minutes. Oh, no. My first time back in 2018 when I printed my first, I think I printed up a cube. I was like, holy cow. That took 20 minutes, and I watched it the whole time, and it was only 20 millimeters by 20 millimeters.
Question?
Go ahead, question.
I'm just curious, at $240 a dozen, what do you do with a plastic egg? W5 MFC portable.
Radio Man, I'm on your radio there, young man. It's more of a hobby and fun, but look at it this way. It costs me less than 50 cents to print a $20 egg. And if I can print 10 of them a day, that's not too bad.
Investigate that. W5 MFC portable.
All right, and I got a France call that just came in, so I'm going to focus on him, and I'll be back to you in a minute if you're still there, Scott, because France is rare for me. So I'll be back in just a second. W4DJW.
Exit the driveway. Give a shout. I might have traffic. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. MSC? Did I get that right?
Even though I'm humming and I don't know why.
Got to be Mike, right? I can tell. And even you got a hum, that's not a bad hum. But it's Mike, right? Long time no talk to.
I've resurrected all the radios in the last 30 days, so give me something to do.
In the last month, I went out and bought another cheap Chinese radio. We're talking on it now. I thought, I got to get back into communicating. Uh-oh.
I've got more radios sitting around that I didn't know. I couldn't remember having that many radios, but we got them all in the cars, got the beam up, got the HF rig set up. Matter of fact, I just came down, and Dave's absolutely right. There's nothing out there but fish in the barrel. I mean, all you got to do is put your call out there, and 10 people come back to you.
Now, hey, I'm in the driveway. Hope to talk to you again in the near future. Get back to shooting fish, okay? Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
From you. Take care. W5 MFC.
Catch you later, Scott. I got him in the log. F4EUG. Anyway, France is hard for me to get. Hey, Mike, what's going on with that radio?
Corrected.
W4DJW, standing by.
W5 MFC portable.
Yeah, it's still there. Oh, you said portable. I thought you were mobile. You on a handheld?
You know, I just dropped that daggone plug, and it had to hit my toe. The entire living room, it had to hit my toe.
Well, Well, that did it. Whatever you did, that last transmission was clean.
Roger.
Okay, you're on battery power now.
Roger, roger.
All right, well, you still need me to come over there and look at antennas?
Roger, roger. Got the beam up. Got all the tower stuff up. Matter of fact, I've got the, I don't even know what it is. Have put the meter to it. Kind of let the magic smoke out of one of my 259s. I got it torn apart up on the bench right now. I'm going to take a peek at it. But was going to put the analyzer on it and see what it was. And, yeah, when we can get together, I'm ready.
What is a 259? A PL-259?
MFJ analyzer.
Ouch, that hurts. those aren't cheap. I hate that happened.
I plugged it into the cigarette lighter and I smelt it. It still comes on, but it won't change frequency, so I took something out.
All right. Well, maybe, let's see, tomorrow. What is tomorrow? What's today? Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Maybe tomorrow sometime, if you're around, you're going to be around the house or you've got other things planned?
I've got nothing planned. I don't make any plans anymore. It's kind of cool.
Do you know if this drizzle is going to stop by tomorrow, if you check the weather?
The weather, they said it was going to rain Friday, possibly some rain today. It's been on and off up here all day long, but we'll just play it by ear. I'll chat with you on the radio tomorrow, and you can take a ride over here. It's not that far.
All right, yeah, I see thunderstorms on Friday. I see 2% chance of rain at 8 a.m., going up to only 15% by 3 p.m., so it ought to be, it ought not be raining, but if it's not raining tomorrow, then we'll try to get together sometime.
I really don't know where I want to put it, but we really need to do it before the foliage catches up with us, and then we got an issue. Got plenty of trees back there that are just a good ways from the house.
How tall are they? Are they pretty mature, like 60 to 80 feet, or are they shorter than that?
I'd say they're 60, 80 feet. My antenna's up probably 45 feet, and they're towering over it.
All right. Well, that'll be a good challenge. I'll ping you on here tomorrow. I'll be around. I am tuning up some old programs that have been around for years that I built back in years like 2004 and 5 and 6, and things have changed, so I'm doing tune-up on them. And then testing them out on FT8 and PSK. And so far, so good. They're working. The modifications are bringing them back to life.
Most of my junk works. I was up to state of the art back when it's been 7 years, I guess. A good 7 years since we've really been active. But all the radios work. Everything's sounding good. You're right about shooting fish in a barrel. I was out there earlier this afternoon. It was just every time I put my call out, I got about 5 calls back.
And it's across all the bands. I can do it from 40 meters. I go from 40 to 20 to 30 to 17 to 15. I haven't gone any higher than 15, but I can get as many contacts on all of those bands at any time that I want, all day, day and night. Any band, just pick one, go for it, make as many contacts as you can bear to sit there and make contacts.
I resurrected my 1010 number for 10 meters, and I've been checking in with those guys. They check in at daily, and that's been kind of fun, and it's been almost every day.
I go up to the upper portion of the bands and look around up there, too, and I see people talking up there, too. I don't usually engage in that conversation. That's too slow. That takes too much effort, too much time. I'm usually in and out in a minute and 15 seconds.
Just rag chew and learn a little bit. Dave, I got to jump out of here for a minute. I'll chat with you in a short. We'll get back with you in the morning or I got stuff in the kitchen going, and I need to attend to it. W5MFC Portable.
All right, Mike. Good hearing you on the radio again. W5MFC, W4DJ, W Clear.
DJW, KF4NXY.
Hey, David. Sounds like you switched over to battery power because it's totally gone.
A totally different radio and antenna setup that That other one's one I keep in the bedroom and pretty much just listen on. But then I tried checking in on the net, and it was sounding really bad. So I've been kind of tinkering with it today, trying to get it straightened out. But, yeah, I think I'll do what you suggested. I'll hook it up to the battery and you know, see if it's still got that bad hum. And if it does, then I know the little power supply I got it hooked to's gone out or got something wrong with it.
W4DJW, that's highly likely what the problem is. Something's gone out of it. It's got AC hum. Classical AC hum.
What's funny is, you know, it's not that old of a power supply. It's a little MFJ I've had, I don't know, maybe 6 months to a year. But I've been running it a good bit, so, you know, maybe something has, you know, gone out in it.
That's what it sounds like. There's no doubt about it. You can probably go to, do you know how to get to the repeater recordings?
No, I don't. They on the website.
Affirmative. I haven't been through there on the website recently, but I have seen them on the website. Just cruising around looking at other stuff there. There's a link to the swap net and the repeater recordings and the pre-check-in, all that stuff is on there. And repeater recordings is one of them.
I'll check that out sometime. Well, got a couple of other projects going on at the moment, so I'm going to get to them. You have a good afternoon. Be careful if you're out there on the wheels, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
All right, and I just looked it up. It's under the fourth menu item from the left. It goes home, library, our hobby, and then it says repeaters. And when you click on the repeaters dropdown, it's the last one on that link, on that dropdown. Anyway, take care. Catch you later. KF4NXY, W4DJW, clear.
MSC, KD5PCB mobile.
Mobile.
Clear mobile. PCB mobile. There you are. Where are you at?
I was in the kitchen. The radio was in the living room.
I got you.
Way home?
I'm going to leave the parking lot.
And I'll see you when you get here, and then I'll be ready.
See you soon. KD5 PCB mobile.
KD5 MFC portable.